The premier of Iraq's Kurdish regional government today backed a call by the country's president for Turkish Kurdish rebels holed up in the region to lay down their arms. That followed a comment earlier this week from Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, himself a Kurd, warning the rebels based in Iraq's northern mountains to lay down their guns or leave the country. Talabani said during a visit by Turkish President Abdullah Gül that the Kurdistan Workers Party must become involved in political and parliamentary life instead of resorting to weapons, since using guns does wrong to Kurds and Iraqis. The PKK is a labeled a terrorist group by much of the international community. It took up arms for self-rule in Turkey's Kurdish-majority southeast in 1984, sparking a conflict that has claimed about 44,000 lives. Ankara has often accused the U.S.-backed Iraqi Kurds and their autonomous administration in northern Iraq of tolerating and even aiding the rebels from across the border with Turkey. Even though President Obama recently announced that he plans on pulling out all combat troops from Iraq in the next year and a half, there is still concern about what might happen in the northern part of Iraq run by the Kurds. Juan Cole is an internationally respected historian and blogger of Informed Comment. His new book is called Engaging the Muslim World. We spoke with him earlier today on the subject.
Well, it's very worrisome. That's one of the big divides that hasn't been addressed. After the Gulf War, Saddam Hussein seemed to be intent on punishing the Kurds for supporting the American action in Kuwait, and he sent his army north. The Kurds were very alarmed because they had been gassed and killed by Saddam in some numbers in the 80s, so they fled to the mountains, and they looked like they might starve to death up there. And the Bush administration, the Bush senior administration, intervened to establish a no-fly zone in northern Iraq and to protect the Kurds from reprisals from Saddam Hussein. Under the umbrella of that no-fly zone, the Kurds organized themselves as a statelet. They elected a parliament, a prime minister, a president. They established a Kurdistan paramilitary, the Peshmerga. They have all the trappings of an independent country. And when George W. Bush overthrew Saddam, they were in some ways drawn back into a relationship with Baghdad. But it's an uneasy relationship. They melded three provinces together into a kind of confederacy, the Kurdistan Regional Government, and they would like to add further Iraqi territory to that Kurdistan government where Kurdish populations exist in other Iraqi provinces. So there's a conflict brewing between the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who is an Arab Shiite, and a strong centralizer, and the Kurdistan government, which is kind of a states' rights sort of organization.